We're doing Na'avat Chesed. We're up to the 12th chapter. And Chafetz Chaim is going to stress in this chapter the importance of pursuing kindness every day of our lives. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, "U'mod tzich lizeher shelo yachsal lo midat ha'chesed afilu yom echad mimei chayav." A person has to be very careful that he doesn't miss even one day of his life from this trait of kindness. Just like a Jew is careful that every day of his life he learns some Torah, even your wedding day, busiest day probably of your life, even the morning after your wedding day, the most tired day of your life probably, every day of one's life a person has to ensure he learns Torah, even a small amount, a few psukim in the parsha, halacha, even something small. The same holds for acts of kindness. And like this I found in the work Shal HaKedusha that Rav Chaim Vital wrote, a person has to be bothered every day and say, "Oili shalach hayom bli Torah gmilut chasadim." A person should say, "Whoa, I missed the day, an opportunity to learn Torah and do kindness." V'inyanohu, and the idea behind it is, ki koach ha-kedusha nishnam al yedei ha-shrosha amudim, Torah v'avodah v'gmilut chasadim. If we want the strength of holiness to settle upon us, we want to be holy people, so then, we learned last week in our Pirkei Avos class that there are three pillars to the world. Torah, the service of Hashem, prayer, and acts of kindness. So, we have a representation, we have Torah, we have acts of kindness, and we don't have the service of the temple. V'avonotenu harabim, and because of our great sins, kasher chasalanu ata ha'amud ha'shlishi shel avoda me'et ha'churban, we no longer have the capacity to serve God in the temple ever since the destruction of the temple. V'lo nishar lanu kim eilu ha'shnei amudim. All we have left now is really we have Torah and we have acts of kindness. The third pillar of the service of God in the temple, we don't really have that anymore. So we have to work extra hard to strengthen the other two pillars on which the world stands.
Rabbi, I heard that since we don't have korbanot anymore, avodah counts as a prayer.
Right. I don't know why he doesn't consider that. I don't know. I guess it's counts as. I mean, it's not exactly that. I guess it's a fill-in, and with regard to this, it's, I guess, not enough. I don't know. So if we work hard to strengthen those two pillars, we'll have our sins atoned for, God will forgive our sins, as the verse says, "V'chesed v'emet yichupar avon," with kindness and truth, God forgives sin. And our sages taught, chesed, that's acts of kindness, as the pasuk says, rodef tzedakah v'chesed. And emet is Torah, and that's also proven from a pasuk. And that's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Uchmo sheshiv Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, k'shaya etzel har habayit v'haya mitonen, they were standing at the Temple Mount, and his disciple Rabbi Yeshua was weeping, he was lamenting, and Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, "Oy lanu makom shemitkaprim ba'avonoteinu shu charev." Rabbi Yeshua said to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he said, "Woe to us, that great place where we would have atonement for our sins, now it's been destroyed." Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, "V'ni al yera lecha." Son, don't let this be so bad before you. Yesh lanu kapara achat shehi kmota. We have another option for atonement that is like the option of the temple. The Eze, how do you get atonement? You don't have a temple, you can't bring sacrifices. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught, Zeg milut chasadim. That is when we do acts of kindness with one another, as the pasuk says, Ki chesed chafatz tivlo zabach. God says, I prefer your kindness with your fellow man to the sacrifices you bring before me. Balken, kevan shem mechaprim avonot kmo akobanot. Being that our acts of kindness will gain atonement for our sins like sacrifices would. So we're obligated to focus and every day stick to this trait of kindness, that we always do acts of kindness with our fellow man, because we know that a day doesn't go by that we don't do a sin. So just like the sins are always there, so do we have to have some kind of atonement that's always there. So our acts of kindness have to be like the altar that we would bring sacrifices every day of the week, including Shabbos, because we always needed them. By the same token, we have to try and ensure our own personal atonement by doing acts of kindness every day of the week. A person has to see that in every day of his life he does acts of kindness, just like the person ensures that every day of his life he learns some Torah.